Perek Shvi. Al Ko Matzano Derek Yishar Laliyah Beses Hashem. We found an approach. Akvarsh Higashim, but we got to the point that we feel. Higanu El Atzmeinu. We approach the feeling. We're really getting to the Havon in ourselves. And we understand. And Baruch Hashem, we're not talking about things which are unique and special madregas that a person of our generation can't get to.
A man can marry his daughter until she is what? Until she is a nine.
Okay.
Right.
There is one more disappointment awaiting the Misha Choshav. Good, Baruch Hashem, we got there. Well, you know what? We're going to be disappointed that we're not there yet. This approach that we've defined. My really say no brings us to a fathomless pit. Person who ignores that which exists inside of ourselves, this depth, is not really ready to address his problems. Okay.
Now let me ask you a question.
Marechas das atzmenu in the last maracha. Bo acharei tir arba hayesedus. After we describe the four yesedus and the different meters which come with that, etc. Pirkei a parak about shilton hayetzer v'alam and dimyon. Mishal he's a zeya mehakaris midos of haros. Person who didn't get shooken up by the parochim of the Arbi Yisoidis, which theoretically should shake us out of our stupor. And sometimes we don't. But even such a person, Megiyah, the parochim Eila, Lahayachol, he's Dazos. But you get to the parochim about Shilton Hayetzer, and Elam Adimian, it's Pashat not Shayach. Unless you're asleep, not shy to not be shooken up by it. Now, we're not talking about reading it, we're talking about doing it, thinking about it, applying it to yourself, becoming aware of the mess inside of ourselves. Okay. I don't know what that stands for. Okay, big garrison muster. School should talk in a ladle. His school should be protect us. She talk in a ladle. Use it to yug in a ladle. The third person. Okay. Hey, Nina, Tahoim is Jimmy Kirbano. So the Tahoim that we're referring to over there is the Shilton Yetzer and the Dimyon. It was foolishness. To see them as just like, you know, our president was now well known to refer to ISIS as the JV, right? Looking at the Shilton Yetzer Dimyon as the JV is a very bad move. We have tremendously powerful, unfathomable karkas which are rolling around inside of us and they're powerful, significantly powerful, and they're not necessarily good. We have to stop looking at ourselves as perceiving ourselves as small. Right. If you want to overstate it a little bit, you know, Gadlus Adam, the power of a human being is such that he has ability to be miscarbed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, with all of the mashmos of that, and he has ability to have the impact of evil of Hitler and Mashma. That's what a human being is. A human being is very powerful. So, like, you know, by defining ourselves as not being so big, we sort of like save ourselves from that pain of that possibility, right? Because, you know, well, I can't accomplish much anyway, so I'll never make it so high, I'll never make it so low, you know, so I function in a very safe range, right? But that's not true, you know, that's ignoring the fact that the human being has tremendous kaychas, tremendous impact at both ends. Refer to them as kechas tahamim. They're unfathomable. What does it mean? Ki haseichel on the makar oisam. We are the seif oimek ma'avoyehem. Seichel understands them, recognizes that they exist over there, and is able to think about the impact that they can make. I will kneel lahavin. Somebody seichel doesn't understand them. They are irrational. The power of the Yetzer and the soul of Dimyon cannot be defined by Seichel. Irrationally. It's irrational.
Belies.
Now he gives, the next paragraph gives an example of some of them. It's painful to read them to some extent, and some of them will think, you know, they don't apply to us to some extent. Some of them say, like, yeah, I get that one, that's me. These are beyond logic. So we are bewildered at how to approach to define them and address them when they're not seicheldik. Right? It's like trying to work with a teenager. Is like,
5-year-old.
A 5-year-old, right? Well, five, right? So a 5-year-old is like, yeah, kids are rational. Like, you know, I'll sit down and I'll discuss it with him and I'll explain it to him, and then I'll understand that what he's doing, how bad he's doing for himself, and he'll control himself. Right? Right? So you understand that you can't do it with a 5-year-old. You know? But you know, the guy is 16 years old. He's not stupid. He's very well developed. He understands Gemara, but he's irrational, right? So he's 30 years old or 40 years old. It's the same thing. In the final depth of the concept of anger, is munach chefetz az. There's a tremendous desire. She says, "Shekaisim love yomus la'altar." You want the person to die, right? Remove the things which bother me. I don't like things which bother me, so remove them. If it means he has to die, he has to die. Demiotis and Gaiba are covered. Heim baladim. Gaiba and covered are to the point where there's nothing else. Climber, call a covered shabar lo magili. There's nobody else in the world who deserves as much covered as me. The miyachmetz and malaklasas are covered. Yes, and many. I'm the most important person in the world. I'm the center of the world. Doesn't see himself as a kafir b'tayim. Whoever gave me anything, whatever I got, it really was, I was supposed to get, it's mine. Liya ari mani asisini. He's describing power as saying, the power says, right? He says, it belongs to me. I mean, he was an idiot. It's mine. So, like, not just the brush ever gave me anything, the world gave me anything. It's mine. Kino. What's jealousy? He chuka misteris. It's a deep, secretive desire. Liar sazulas to be something else. Bittul atzmi muchlat ad kidei rekam etzam askina. I have nothing and he has everything. I really would rather be somebody else. Pshuta kemashma. Achzorius. The cruelty is nitzul el yonisi al zulasi la noisi, using my power over others, my superiority over others, to afflict them. The his aneg to enjoy birosi as I see them, birios ursius I see him mafar per bisuri misa. That he's suffering the pains of death, but I enjoy watching him being afflicted, so I'm careful not to kill him, so I can make sure that I can enjoy the presentation. Tyrus, Leonis, bleak wool, that there be no limits to the Hanoa. She said, yeah, necessarily, Leosimo, Lenobob. I just enjoy being forever in that state of time. We have these mitzvahs inside of ourselves. We're totally irrational. You take a person who's an intelligent person who has everything, right, has a good situation, etc. You know, let's not talk about, you know, Bnei Torah for now. You know, right? And the guy's on top of the world. The kid's mama, she has everything, and he gets involved in some little thing, which, if it's found out, will destroy everything that's accomplished. It's totally irrational. But I'm above and beyond. I can get whatever I want. I want it. I'm going to get it, and I'm not going to worry about the consequences. It's illogical. But people do, this happens me the yarmi yarmi. So we say, okay, but a person who's a Ben Aliyah, right, he's overcome that. But if it's irrational, how do you know that you've overcome that? If there's some point in time that there's a power of taiva, gaiva, whatever it is, which will push a person towards something, which you'll say, well, I don't want to do that because it's not good for me. So I'll control myself. Right? Is that wasn't like these people didn't have that thought process, and they threw caution to the wind because that's what they wanted to hear. So the Yetzer Hara has that kayach of shlita on the person. Okay. There's things in you which are mamish, like the total opposite of your logical thought process. All they are is just strange. They're totally a stranger. But we need to recognize that they're there all the way without any type of covering over it. So we need to build a way to overcome or pass over a bridge, as it were, over this tahaim. And we haven't gotten there yet. We're still been a little bit, however, we started building the bridge. That's even if we would be able to know exactly what the limits are. We don't even realize how far they could take a person, what is inside of there. I tell you my wife's line about a lottery ticket, right? I said she's scared out of her mind to go buy a lottery ticket, because Adar Rishon, you know, couldn't comprehend in his mind what it would be like to have a Yetzer Hara inside of himself. So he figured, yeah, I'll control myself and I'll do the right thing to do, and I'll, you know, and Adar Rabba will get more scar. He had it all goes to the Cheshbon. The only one problem is his mind couldn't comprehend what it means flip the Yetzer Hara. So I says, I can't comprehend what it means to live with a million, all of a sudden they have $1.5 billion. Well, they had the thing before, right? We don't know what it'll do to us. We have no idea how we would react to that situation. Right. So I know exactly what I'll do. I'll ask my Rebbe for this, and I'll ask this person that's for that, and I'll be Shabbos. Right. We don't know. We don't know how we're going to react to the situation. We have no way to be makir. And that's something which I can. First of all, historically, that's been proven time and time again that people have had the stupid, most intelligent people, the stupidest things in the world with these type of things, and destroyed themselves with it. And that's talking about something which is a certain sense of mibachutz. What about what's inside of us? We have no idea how far we would go with that, what we would react to, and these type of things. So what's our eitzah? So let's just not think about it. So that's not an eitzah, because that's not solving the problem. Well, think about it. I have no way to think about it. That's not a problem. So what's supposed to do about it? Right, so that's like the achzava. That's the disappointment that we're getting to right now. Like, you know, we thought we've solved all our problems, but we found out there's a whole new layer, which you got to figure it out. This is a beautiful way to go into Pesach. Okay. Ben Adam, Roy Lachaladas, this quote from the Chavos Avos. Ki Yesen HaGadol Yeshach HaBa'olam Hu Yitzucha. The greatest enemy that you have is your Yetzirah HaNimsach B'Kerchus Nafshecha, who he himself, Mamish, is inside of you. He's hidden, Lashon HaMosach, he's masked in your Kerchus HaNefesh, Ha'Mu'urah B'Mezeg Ruchacha, he's mixed into your nature. And he uses the same area, same space of all the kerchos that you do. Moshe b'sedes nafshecha, tzofen chayvcha. He is in control of what's going on inside of your mind. Balatzoscha b'chol tinu asecha. He's the one who gives you advice. Haniris hanistaris shetena b'tzoncha. Whatever you would like to happen, he's the one telling you how to do it. He's waiting to ambush your steps to take you in the wrong direction. And you're sleeping. You're totally unaware that he's there, and he's quite awake, ready to pounce. You are ignoring him, he's not ignoring you. And he comes to present himself as a friend. And wearing jewelry of love, he gets you to trust him. He joins a group of your inner circle of advisors. He seems to be running to follow what you want him to do, and really what he's doing is he's shooting his arrows with his little signs and signals to destroy you from your shirsh. Isn't such a pleasant thought? This is mamash what human being is. Mizug mushlam bein ruach v'guf bein tayva ra. But we're mamish schlepped in both directions, and we have tremendous ability in both directions to create horrible ra and the push to destroy a world, or to create mamish the opposite all the way to the other end of the spectrum. He's going to, you know, help the Imam Shemor on this. You know, there's a tremendous. If the Rasha made a human being with the ability to accomplish tremendous things and impact the world in a tremendous way, he also made it that he has the ability to impact the world in a negative way in a tremendous way. Without getting involved in, you know, the esoterics. We can do tremendous damage to ourselves and to other people.
without too much difficulty. And the more, the greater person is, the more position a person has, the more way he's respected, the more people expect from him. When you do something wrong, the more you can destroy people's lives. So that's like a very powerful, that's the godless autumn, that we have the ability to impact positively tens and tens of thousands of people possibly. We have the same possibility to impact negatively tens of thousands of people. I think, you know, the Moshe which you have in the Umas Olam, right? Now, one marshal just thinking about Rashi, but I told Rashi Rechaim, I'm not telling you the possum, the vote for this one yet. I haven't figured out the Rashi wants from us. But in 92, I tell you that the general election was between Bill Clinton, who was the governor of George W. Bush. He had a record of being pro-Israel, and Georgia was at the Gulf War, where he basically didn't let Israel do anything. So a lot of Jews were saying, vote for Clinton. And the Shira Chaim said, he's a lowlife. And he says, Eretz Yisrael is going to be Eretz Yisrael. But that's the version of Kishbarnas. In America, he's going to pull down the moral status of the country. Shira Chaim said. And the 8 years he was president, you're remembering this, before he became president, there were people who had something called deviant behavior. And by the time he was always president, I'm called deviant by saying something about them. In the 8 years, he changed the whole country. He mamish ripped the whole country apart. Destroyed the country in 8 years. Not even 8 years, I'm thinking 8 years, but I might suppose we were stuck with them for 8 years. And mitzad the cheshbon of Eretz Yisrael, you know, we're still lighting from his Oslo Accords. A big friend of Israel. I mean, it was like, and the Shiva Khan was like, headed to Soklor. You know, like Soklor. He was a powerful person, and his power was he affected 350 million people negatively. And he's a goy. Yid is much more powerful than a goy.